This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Hi, it is time for TMZ.
Hey, it's time, son.
It's time for TMZ.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMZ. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody! Welcome to an all-new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, do me a favor. You know how we like to do this. Don't forget to visit, subscribe, and share to our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, I could not wait to get here for this week's episode. I could not wait to be here today with you. And I have to say with you because I get the privilege to share each week with such amazing people. I get to share with some incredible individuals, and those amazing people, those incredible individuals are you. Each week you continue to show up. Each week you continue to tune in, and whether you are streaming on your from your favorite streaming platform, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any of the other streaming platforms out there, you stream in and you listen to the show. I am humbled and I am extremely grateful that you tune in each week right here and listen to TMG. I'm so excited about that, and I want to give a huge thank you to everyone out there. You are amazing. You are spectacular individuals. Thank you so much for being a part of this right here. Guys, let me tell you something. This is all new to me. That's right. This is all new. Everything that I'm doing is new to me. It's all new. I've never done a podcast in my life. And the first time I started a podcast, I began it with you. Thank you for being on this journey with me. I appreciate you so very much. Guys, listen, this show this week, I couldn't wait to get here. I couldn't wait to start talking about it. And right now, my level is way up here because this episode really hit me hard. Guys, listen, each week we come on the show, and guys, each week I tell you some things about the show, but I want to say this. Well, if this is your very first time tuning into the show, your very first time hearing my voice, do me a favor. If you're watching this, go ahead and type the word new right there in the chat, N-E-W. Type the word new. And if you are listening to this somewhere else, go ahead and just say it out loud. I'm new. I'm new. I'll grab it out the atmosphere. So, but Travis, man, I'm not new. I've actually been listening to your show ever since you've been streaming. Let me take this moment, take time, tell you thank you. I'm so glad that you continue to listen in, man. This is really, really good. I appreciate you. Guys, listen, everybody knows, if you've been watching this show or listening, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And he said, but Travis, listen, man, I don't want to come on a show, but I know someone that has an amazing story that your guests would love to hear and would love to be on your show. How can I get them on a show? Send us their email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And listen, and you can even remain anonymous if you like. So there you go. Guys, this week's episode, like I said, it's going to be really, really great. I want to go ahead and play some information, guys, and get it out the way. So that sponsorship information. But prior to doing that, I want to go ahead and acknowledge the month of May. The month of May is typically known as Mental Health Awareness Month. And we want everyone to know that you are not alone. It is not something that you must deal with alone. Wherever you are, there is a 24-hour mental health hotline. If you feel like you are in a mental health crisis, or if you know someone who may be in a mental health crisis, that number is 855-416-5373. Again, that 24-hour mental health hotline is 855-416-5373. Guys, just want to give you a bit information about this. And for those who are not watching this and you'll go back and listen to this later, just a little information, guys. According to the World Health Organization, an estimated 970 million people worldwide, not just here in the United States, worldwide, lived with a mental disorder in 2019. That's only a few years ago, guys. Guys, this number, 970 million people worldwide live with it. And during COVID, it was like 22.8% of adults experienced mental illness in 2021. That's only 4 years ago. And with the culture of society changing and rapidly shifting and so many things adding stress to individuals, it only began to increase. That's 5.5% of adults experienced a serious mental illness. So mental health is just as important as our physical health. If you break an arm, you go to a doctor. You need your tooth hurt, you go to a dentist. It is just that important, guys. So please visit a mental health professional. Again, keep in mind, guys, if you have any mental health concerns, please make sure that you are visiting those. And there is the 24-hour hotline right there, guys. 855-416-5373. And there you go. Guys, listen, I want to go ahead and play our sponsorship information. Go ahead and get that out the way. When I come back, guys, we're going to dive into this. I can't wait for this episode. Don't go away. I'm coming right back.
A proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to sell.
There it is right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information is right there below in the chat if you need that information. Or if you're not watching this, listen up for it. You'll hear it later on in the show. Guys, I know you have been waiting like I have. I know you've been waiting to know what we're going to talk about today. Guys, if you did not get what today's episode is about and what it's called, guys, today's topic is called Don't Spill the Oil. Yeah, don't spill the oil. And I know somewhere you're wondering, what in the world is Travis going to be talking about tonight? Don't spill the oil. I know you're scratching your heads right now wondering, don't spill the oil. What are you talking about, man? Don't spill what? When I was thinking about this episode kind of came to me in a very strange way. I was inspired this episode while I was helping someone, and it came to me, and I jumped on it because it hit me so hard. I was doing the most everyday thing. I was performing the most everyday task, and this episode came to me, and I began to think about things spilling. I don't know about you, but have you ever spilled anything in your life? Oh, raise your hand. Yeah, there you go. I see somebody raising their hand. Or maybe in chat, have you ever spilled anything? Spilled milk, spilled some water, spilled some tea. Have you ever spilled anything in your life? I don't care what was on by accident or on purpose. Have you ever spilled anything in your life? And I guess it would be safe to say or safe to assume that all of us, each of us, at some time in our life has spilled something. And whether we intended to spill it or whether it was spilled by accident, we've all spilled something. There could be, and I thought about things that spill a lot. I thought about things that are spilled. In the news, sometimes you can hear about an oil spill, or you can hear about a chemical spill. Just the other day here in Alabama, there was a truck that overturned, and it spilled stuff all over the street. Everything that the truck was carrying just spilled everywhere. So it's safe to say that sometimes even the best of us, even the best trained of us, have spilled some things. There are times people, and you think about truck drivers, they spill, they train, they go and they're trained to drive these trucks and they spill things. Sometimes even the most educated, sometimes even the most well-prepared, sometimes even the most astute of us can spill something. Sometimes even the best of us have spilled something before. There could be all sorts of spills. There could be oil spills and chemical spills. And some people, when they're caught by the police, we say they're going to go spill their guts, right? And the thing I think about a spill, when you take the moment in time to think about something that spills, like this bottle of water here. If I didn't keep this cap on this and I accidentally hit it, it would spill. And ironically, have you ever thought about something that spills? The ironic part about a spill is this. Spills usually occur when we're trying to avoid them. Yeah. And when they actually showed a truck. I watched a video in preparation for this episode, I watched a video of a truck spilling items on the street. And after the episode, and after the guy spilled everything on the street, they interviewed him and said, how did this happen? How did you end up spilling all of your contents? How did you end up spilling everything you had on the street? And the truck driver said, he said, I was trying to avoid a turn. He said, I was trying to avoid something in the street, or I was trying to avoid this curb. And ironically, it hit me that spills usually occur when we're trying to avoid them. Spills usually occur when we're trying to avoid something else. It's usually when we're trying to avoid having a spill that things get shook up and they still happen. They asked this truck driver, how did this happen? How did you spill everything that you had? And the truck driver replied, I was trying to avoid something, and that's how things got shook up. And so that made me begin to think a little differently. It made me begin to think, I said, well, he was trying to avoid a spill and things got shook up. He was driving and things got shook up. He was doing his job and things got shook up. He was just going his way and things got shook up. He had no idea that when he woke up that morning and got behind the wheel of that vehicle, that things would get shaken up like that. He had no idea that when he had his cup of coffee, got his breakfast, fueled up at this gas station, that got on the road, and that things would get shook up like that. He was just going about his business and things got shook up. And I began to think about this. Shakeups happen in life. I know we like to think that it won't happen. I know we like to think that we're exempt from them. I know we like to think that we're on a different level and shakeups will never happen to us. I know we like to think that we're super special. There'll never be a shakeup in our life. But the fact of the matter is, shakeups in life will happen. This individual that was driving this truck never intended for there to be a shakeup. This individual that was driving this truck was just going about his business as usual, doing the things they had done before. And there was a shakeup. Have you ever been just going through life and then a shakeup occurs? Have you ever been doing things that you typically do every day? Maybe you're a parent and you get up every day and you get your children ready for school, and all of a sudden there's a shakeup. You're going through life. You go to work every day. You clock in and you leave. You clock in and you leave. And this time when you clock in, they call you into the office and they call a meeting with everybody and they lay people off and there is a shakeup. Maybe you're going through life and you're feeling really well in your body. And then all of a sudden, something happens. Things begin to feel differently in your body than before. And all of a sudden, there's a shakeup with you physically. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. Maybe you're going through life and all of a sudden, the anxiety and stress on the pressures of everything has been occurring. And all of a sudden, there's a breakdown mentally, and there is a shakeup. Shakeups in life will happen. A shakeup in life is inevitable. I learned, and when I watched this video, that sometimes we can do the best things there is. We can have the best education, and I'm not knocking education. We can be the best prepared, and a shakeup will happen. I've learned that sometimes a shakeup is inevitable. That means you can't avoid it. You can't go around it. And this driver began to describe why there was a shakeup. He said, I couldn't avoid the obstacle in the road. I couldn't avoid it. And so there was this shakeup. If there is a puddle on the ground, you can avoid it by walking around it. We can avoid being cold by placing on or putting on more clothing. But there will be moments we can't avoid. There will be some experiences we will not be able to avoid. And there are some shakeups that will occur in our lives that we cannot avoid. As you begin to age, your body will age, and it can be a shakeup. You can look at yourself when you're 19 or when you're 20, and you'll like what you see. And by the time you hit 70 or 80, you may not like what you see so much. Things are moved and kind of shifted out of place. And emotionally and mentally, it can be a shakeup. Maybe when you were in your 20s, it was easier for you to lose weight. Your metabolism was higher. And now that you begin to age and your body begins to retain weight longer, hold on to it. And it can be emotionally disturbing that you can't do what you used to do. Maybe you used to be such an independent person, and now you must depend on others. Baby, that can be a shake up. When you look at where you are now compared to where you were, and you say, man, I should be further along. I wish I didn't have to depend on somebody else. I wish I could do like I used to do. I wish I could move like I used to move. And when you begin to get all the process of all of that, it can be a shakeup. There are some shakeups that will occur in our lives that we cannot avoid. It does not matter how badly we want our loved ones or our friends to continue to living, to continue to living here on this earth. The truth of the matter, at some point, we will experience their transition from this life, and it will be a shakeup. I remember, I love my grandmother, Ella Jemison. You know, most people call their grandmother Big Mama. So she was my Big Mama, my grandmother. She was my rock emotionally. She was my rock in everything. She taught me a lot of life's lessons. And when she passed, it was a shakeup for me emotionally. It was a shakeup for me. So no matter how much I loved her, it still was a shakeup. I could not avoid it. I said, God, no, let it be. It was a shakeup. Some things we cannot avoid. There are some shakeups we won't be able, like that puddle, we won't be able to walk around it. You're going to have to walk right through that puddle. You're going to have to make sure, and your shoes are going to get muddy. Probably your pants leg is going to get muddy. Probably the hem of your dress might get a little water splashed on it. There's some things we won't be able to avoid. There's some shakeups you won't be able to get around. There's some shakeups your feet going to get wet. There's some shakeups your pretty shoes are going to get wet. There's some shakeups your pretty dress is going to get some mud splashed on it. The bottom part of your pants is going to some mud put on it. There's some shakeups we won't be able to avoid. And no matter how badly we want to, there's some shakeups that occur in life we won't be able to get around. You may not have intended for your marriage or your relationship or your career to end the way it did. It was a shakeup. Now, I don't know where you are right now in your life or what's facing you right now, but I know there's some things that you have dealt with. There's some shakeups that you've had. You didn't mean it with your children. There's a shakeup. Didn't mean it in your relationship, but there was a, it was a shakeup. Where you are right now, it was a shakeup that got me here. I didn't want to be here. It was a shakeup that got me here. I know I should have made better decisions, but it's a shakeup that got me right where I am. You can go from 3 to 32, and you will go through so many changes in your life, from relationships to school, from school to careers, and all of this is a shakeup. Listen, don't lose life's lessons because of a shakeup. Don't lose what you have learned through experiences because a shakeup happens. We would like to avoid everything. In a perfect world, we would like to avoid everything, but the truth is we won't. Don't lose what you have because of a shakeup is happening. That driver that was driving that truck lost everything he had because of a shakeup occurred. Don't lose life's lessons that you have learned because there's a shakeup. Don't lose your sight of where you're trying to go because there's a shakeup. Yeah, can you imagine? Don't lose what you've got because of a shakeup. Don't lose it all. Just like this driver that was driving this truck, this driver lost it all. They just lost it. They just lost it because of a shakeup. Can you imagine if we all as a society, if every person, can you imagine if every person lost it because of a shakeup? Can you imagine people running around, oh my God, and all frantic, like all anxious, all on edge? Can you imagine what we would look like if everybody lost it because of a shakeup? Can you imagine living with somebody who had a shakeup and they lost it? And the sad thing is, some people are living right now in a shakeup and they've lost it and don't even realize it. They're on edge. They're anxious. They say they're not, but they are. Here you are in the middle of a shakeup. Let me ask this question. Are there any people that's listening? And matter of fact, let me just say this. I know there are some people right now that are listening and you are in the middle of a shakeup. Don't lose it because you're in the shakeup. There are people listening now that are on the verge of just losing it because of a shakeup. Finances over here, relationship over here, personal growth over here. Things don't look the way. This is not the end. This is a shakeup. There are people listening now that are on the verge of losing it because of a shakeup. In some degrees, it already feels like society is losing it, right? When you think about the racial divide because of a shakeup, that political divide is because of a shakeup. Don't lose it. It's just a shakeup. Don't walk away. It's just a shakeup. Don't throw in the towel just yet. This is a shakeup. Don't lose it. As a matter of fact, do me a favor. If you're watching this right now, go ahead and type it in chat. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. Or say it to yourself. Don't lose it. You know, I'm a firm believer in positive confession. Sometimes you have to talk to yourself. Tell yourself, don't lose it. Yeah, you may have to say it a couple of times. Don't lose it. You may have to repeat it a few times to yourself till it catches on. Don't lose it. As a matter of fact, if you're watching this with somebody, turn around and tell them, don't lose it. If you're at work, don't lose it. If you're watching this right now, put it in chat. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. You may have to remind yourself If nobody else believes it, don't lose it. Don't lose it. I told you guys, this episode came to me while I was just doing some normal things, normal stuff, some everyday stuff, and this episode came to me. And I thought I should create it and go ahead and write it down. And so, and I'm going to get a little backstory about this episode and how it came. I remember I was working with someone and we had to move a table from one place in the room to another place in the room. So I'm working with somebody. I'm helping them. And we're moving items, right? We're moving items in this room. We're moving stuff here, moving stuff over there. Moving stuff there, moving chairs over here, moving chairs here, moving chairs there. Just moving stuff, normal moving stuff around. And so we, this person and I, we were walking side by side and we came to this table. We came upon this table. Well, the table had to be moved. And so this individual and I, we were walking and we said, oh, let's go ahead and move this table. And they said, hey, let's move this table, Travis. I said, absolutely. So this individual and I was working together to to move this table. Right. And it was crazy. And I'm going to throw a shameless plug. So we were renovating. We had our sanctuary renovated at a church I attend here in Birmingham, Alabama, a Refresh Family Church. So we had the church renovated, the sanctuary renovated. And so we had been having service in our event center, huge gym. And so we were moving items, getting things out the way, putting things back in place so we can make the transition back to the sanctuary. And so my mentor, my coach, my pastor, I call him my coach because he's like a coach, man. And he and I were moving tables and we're moving this table rather. And we came to this table and we said, hey, he said, hey, Travis, grab the end of that table. Let's move it. I said, absolutely. So I'm working with my pastor, working with my coach, working with my mentor to move this table. And I remember I was working with him to move this table from one place in the room to another place in the room. And now my pastor, he's taller than me. He's every bit of six something. I'm every bit of 5'6" soaking wet, right? He's taller than me. So we're going to move this table. And this table has some items on it. You know, it had hand sanitizer, tissue, other things on it. Just had items on the table. And so we're going to move this table. He's taller than me. We meet up at the table at the same time, and we're going to move this table. And this is how this episode came about, moving this table. And so we had to move the table. We had to move the table. The table had to be moved. And so we came to the table at the same time to move it. And this table had items on the table. So they lifted their end before I was ready to lift. They lifted their end before I was ready to lift. And the reason I wasn't ready to lift is because we had a lot of guys in there and we all were moving and we were talking and fellowshipping and enjoying ourselves. And the reason I wasn't ready to lift is because I was trying to finish a conversation I had already started with someone else. Now, get this picture in your mind. We come to this table. The table had to be moved. We're talking, enjoying ourselves, fellowshipping with each other. Come to this table. The table had to be moved. It had items on the table. He's ready to move the table. And he began lifting. And I didn't lift when he lifted because I was trying to finish a conversation that I had already started with someone else. And because I wasn't ready, things on the table began sliding. Things began sliding on the table. So this taught me in that moment. In that moment, I learned something, that spilling my oil. Now, on this table was this jar of oil. It was like a little vase of oil, and it had a top on it. And the oil and all the items on the table began to slide. Everything, the hand sanitizer hit the floor, the tissue hit the floor, and then the container with the oil began to slide, and it almost hit the floor Everything was sliding. And I wasn't ready because I was busy trying to finish the conversation that I had already started. And what I learned in that moment, this taught me in that moment that spilling my oil sometimes has to do with the communication I'm already involved in. Sometimes things can begin to slide with us if we're already involved in conversations that we may need to let go. Yeah, let me put it this way. This taught me that in that moment, that spilling my oil sometimes has to do with the communication I'm involved in. Let me just put this out there as a disclaimer. Now, I'm no Bible scholar, nor am I trying to convince anyone to become one. If you want to become one, absolutely, that's fantastic. If you don't, that's in you and your conscience. All I can say is this. I'm no Bible scholar, but I was busy trying to keep a conversation going, but I needed to move the table. And because I kept a conversation going and not focused on the table, things began to slide. That taught me in that moment that, and the oil, this container that had this oil in it, it also began to slide. This container that had this oil that was very valuable in it began to slide. And it taught me in that moment that things can slide in my life. Things can begin to slide if I'm engaged in communications that aren't helpful to what I'm trying to do. My oil began to slide because of a conversation that I was in, a communication that I kept going. Now, I'm no Bible scholar, and I'm not trying to convince anyone to become one, but I did read these words one day. Bad company corrupts good character. Yeah, bad company can corrupt good character. I was busy trying to keep a conversation going and not focus on moving the table, and my oil was being threatened. My oil was about to fall because of a conversation I was having. I was about to lose it all. I was about to lose my oil. My oil began to slide. Bad company corrupts good character. The tendency here, though, with that is this. The tendency is to think that company is just limited to a person. That communication, that company is just limited to people. We tend to think, and we'll think about this, we'll hear that saying, and our minds will start thinking about people. Well, I don't want to hang around people who drink. I don't want to hang around people who's negative. I don't want to hang around people who do drugs. We start thinking about people who we think we are better than. We start thinking about people who say, I don't want to hang around that type of person. I don't want to hang around that type of person. Let me help you all out. The tendency here is to think that company is limited to just a person. Let me help us all out. Company can be the negative mindsets that we hold on to. If you continue to hold on to that negative mindset, you're still keeping bad company. If you're holding on to the negative things that someone has said about you, you are still keeping bad company. If you're holding on to the negative things that you say about yourself, you're still keeping bad company. If you're hanging around negative beliefs, you're still keeping bad company. If you're keeping up with limiting beliefs and limiting operations, you are still keeping bad company. Company can believe in
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Anything about yourself that keeps you from moving forward? So my question I'm really asking everyone is this: what company are you keeping? Yeah, what company are you keeping? In that moment, I realize it is the narratives that we believe, and it is the stories that we tell ourselves, and it is the talks that we have largely with ourselves and with others that can cause that oil to spill. I was about to spill my oil because of the narratives I was keeping. What have we spilled? Because we've been believing the wrong narratives about ourselves. You've spilled things about yourself. You don't even have the confidence you used to have about yourself because you're believing all the narratives that someone said about you. Don't spill your oil. And somebody right now, your oil is sliding. It's sliding because of the narratives that you're keeping about yourselves. It's sliding because of the narratives you're believing that somebody else said about you. It's sliding because you're holding on to the narratives that your family said, your cousin said, they said you wouldn't do it, and you're holding on to it, and your oil is sliding. In that moment, I realized it is the narratives, it is the stories that we tell ourselves and the stories that we largely tell ourselves that's making our oil begin to slide. You can't talk the way that you used to on the way to where you are going. Yeah, it was the conversations I had before. I had to move the table, but I was trying to keep a narrative going. You can't talk the way that you used to on the way to where you're going. When I started today, the stage show, I said, guys, this is all new to me. This is brand new. Everything that I'm doing, everything that I'm saying, the conversations that I'm having with the people that I'm having with the CEOs, with the TEDx talkers, this is new to me. All of it's new. I can't talk the way I used to on the way to where I'm going. We can't keep up the same conversations on the way to where we're going. We've got to change our narrative. Yeah, we've got to change the story we tell about ourselves. We got to change the stories we've been telling ourselves about our lives. We got to change the narrative we believe about ourselves. We got to change the narrative we believe about people. We got to change the narrative we say about ourselves and about others. Because it is the narratives that we believe about ourselves that keep us where we are. It's the stories and the things that we say about ourselves that keep us from being able to move our table. It is the things that we say about ourselves that keep us from going forward. It's the things that we say about ourselves, not what someone else said about you, not what your third grade teacher said about you, not what your ex-husband said about you. It's what you keep telling yourself. If what they said about you is more than what you say about you, you'll never move your table. If you keep repeating the same story they said about you, your table is going to remain right where it is. And it is the narratives that we believe about others that cause us to treat them the way we continue to treat them. If you want to know how to treat people differently, change the narrative. All this means is we can't express ourselves how we used to if we want to be effective at what we're trying to do. The table had to be moved. But as long as I was expressing myself like my past experiences, we weren't going anywhere. And things began to slide everywhere. Things began to slide. I do not know what you're trying to move in your life. I don't know if you're trying to move beyond your past. I don't know if you're trying to move into a better place. I don't know if you're trying to move how you think differently about your career. I don't know if you're trying to move things emotionally with you. I don't know if you're trying to move things mentally with you. But until we change the narrative, we won't go anywhere. But in order to move the table that's in front of you, it will require you to express yourself differently. You can't act the way you did trying to move the table you're trying to move. You can't act the way you did trying to be effective. Listen, I learned it's better to be effective than it is to be popular. I was trying to continue a conversation with someone who was not helping me move the table. And that's a lot of our issues. We're caught up in conversations with people who are not able to help us move the table. I was trying to have a conversation with someone who's not able to help me move the table. The table had to be moved, and I was having a conversation with someone who was not able to help me move the table. When you get in a room with someone who can help you move the table, pay attention to that person. I was trying to continue a conversation with someone who was not helping me move the table. If you are not able to help someone or make them better, then leave them alone. Let me just say that. If you're not able to help someone or make them better, then leave them alone. Yeah. Don't make it worse for them. Don't put more pressure on them. And if the conversations and narratives we believe won't make us better, then maybe it's time for a different conversation. If the conversation that you're having about everything in your life is in your life, it's all negative. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it. It's not going to work. I can't do it. Not this time. If that conversation is not going to make it better, maybe it's time for a different conversation. You will never be able to move your table talking that way. We will never be able to move our table with that type of conversation. You have got to talk to the ones that are helping you move the table. If you find yourself right now in life and you need someone to help you and you need encouragement and you need that little pat on the back and you need that little bump and umph right now, you need to talk to those who are able to help you move your table. If you can't move it by yourself and you need some help, you need to open up your mouth and talk to those who are able to help you move your table. If you find yourself at a point of transition in your life, it's time to stop having conversations and having believing the narratives of where you came from. Baby, you're not where you were when you were 20. You're not where you were when you were 18. You're not where you were when you were 30. Here you are at a different stage in your life. It's time to talk to those who can help you move your table. Maybe in your 20s, you could have moved it by yourself. Maybe in your 30s, you didn't need to ask for some help. Maybe in your 40s, you didn't need to look around and ask for somebody. But now, at this point in your life, you need some help. You need to talk to somebody who can help you move the table. This may mean talking to a counselor or a therapist or a mentor or a pastor or a trusted friend or a trusted family member, somebody who can help you move the table. Babe, I just need some help moving my table. It's time to forge relationships with people that can help you move the table. I don't need anybody that's going to stand around. I need some help moving my table. Whoever is helping you move your table from point A to point B, you must communicate better with, listen, let me put this out here. You must communicate better with your future than you ever have with your past. Let me say that again. You must be willing to communicate better with your future than you ever have with your past. We have to have better communications, even if it's with ourselves. If the only person you're talking to is yourself, have a better communication. It has a better communication, even if it's with ourselves. The way we express ourselves must be different, even if the only thing we are expressing is our emotions. So number one, to help us not spill the oil, the narratives that we believe, the self-talk, the self-doubting, we got to change those communications, change the narratives that we see with other people. If you want to be able to get along with other people, sometimes it's going to take changing narratives that we believe about them. Yeah. So I don't want to spill my oil. I don't want to lose my opportunity with someone else. So I'm going to change the narrative that I believe about them. I don't want to lose the opportunity that I could have with this people. So I'm going to change the narrative that I have. But have you ever, it's odd that sometimes we cannot like a person, but still need that person. Don't spill the oil. You don't like somebody. It's tough when you don't like somebody for real, but you know you need them. Yeah, don't spill the oil. The old people used to say, don't burn your bridges, honey. Don't spill the oil. When I first started working as a dishwasher, my very first job out of high school, guys, I was a dishwasher. Yep, I worked as a dishwasher in a restaurant in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I wish on my very first job, someone had sat me down and gave me the finer points of some things of working, like making sure you be to work on time. I knew that. But I want, when I say the finer points, I meant I wish someone had gave me the finer points of working with others and working with people. Because when you work with others, man, it's a different breed. Working by yourself is cool because it's just you. If you get on your nerves, you know how to stop it. But man, when you work with somebody else, I wish that when I first started working as this dishwasher in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, at this restaurant, I wish I had a heads up and knew that everyone that showed up at work didn't necessarily show up to work. Now, I had to learn that the hard way. I had to walk that through. Have you ever had to work with somebody that showed up at work but never really showed up to work? Man, I wish I had known that, because it's difficult. Would you agree that it's difficult working alongside someone who doesn't want to work? Like, why show up at work if you're not going here to work? It's even more difficult. Hold on, wait a minute. It's even more difficult working alongside someone who didn't show up to work and you don't get along. They already showed up at work, not to work, and now you don't work, get along with them. So you got to work with somebody who really didn't show up to work. They're going to try to cheat the system and avoid doing work all day. And I know right now there's some people popping up in our heads and they didn't show up to work. They're going to avoid work and you don't get along with them. It's even more difficult working alongside someone who didn't show up to work and y'all don't get along well. But I learned that in life, that life won't give you everything that you want. Not even the coworkers that you want. Life won't always give you everything you want. Not even the coworkers that you want. Have you ever had to work with someone that you really did not get along with? And there might be an image of that person flashing through your mind right now, but you had to work with them. The job had to get done. And you had to work with someone you didn't get along with. Are you able? Let me just ask this question to everybody. Are you able to work with someone that is different than you? Are you able to work with someone that you may have different beliefs in, that you may have different culture and different ideologies? Even if that person is physically different than you, we must get past the need and the dependency to only want to work with others that share our same background and our same similar story. You can have a group of people in a room. You can put a group of people in a room of different races, different cultures, different nationalities. And I promise you, the people of the same nationalities, the same cultures, will have a tendency to group together. They have a tendency to sit next to each other. They have a tendency to sit by and talk to each other first. They have a tendency to greet those individuals first. Are you able to work with someone that looks differently than you? Are you able to work with somebody whose physical characteristics are different than you? Maybe they're not mobile in as far as walking on feet. Maybe their mobility is limited. Maybe their mobility is different than yours. Maybe you walk with your 2 feet, but maybe they walk using a cane. Maybe they walk using a wheel or mobile through a wheelchair, or maybe someone has to wheel them in. Can you work with someone who's physically different than you? Maybe they're missing an arm or a leg and you not make it different or make it strange for them. Are you able to work with someone who's different, whose background is different than you? Even if this person may be physically different than you, we must get past the need and the dependency to only want to work with others that share our same background and our similar story. Let me share this that I learned. I learned this, guys. Don't become so eager to work with those who share the same background. Because here's the thing. If they share your same background, they may also share your same limitations. If they're sharing your same background, chances are they also are sharing your same limitations. So don't become so eager to work with those who share your same background, but become more enthusiastic about those who share your same goals. Don't become so eager to work with those who share your same background. Become more enthusiastic about those who share your same goals. Because you may not like who you get to work with. Yeah, you may not like who you get to work with in the next phase of your life. You may not like who you get to work with where you are going and the dreams that you have. Your dreams may lead you to work with somebody. Your dreams may lead you to work with people who you may not like, but they share your same goal. Your dreams, your goals may lead you to work around people who look differently than you, whose mobility is different than you, but they share your same goal. They may come from a different side of the track, but they share your same goal. They may be taller than you, but they share your same goal. Their bodies may be different than you. Their hair may be longer than you. They may have tattoos and piercings and earrings. They may be younger than you. They may be from a different generation than you. The way they talk may be different than you, but they share your same goal. They may have tattoos. Their hair may be green on one side and purple on the other side. They may have earrings all in the eyebrow and in their nose and in their ears and in their lips, but they share the same goal as you. They may be from a different generation than you are, but they share the same goal. Don't become so eager to work with someone who shares your same background, but rather become more enthusiastic about those working with those who share your same goal, because you may not like who you get to work with in the next phase of your life, where you are going and your dreams may lead you to people who may not look like you, but they share your same goal. And if the only individuals we can work well with are those who share our same past, but they want different goals, they can share your same past, your same history, but their goals are different. If they share different goals, but they look like you, if they got the same past as you, but they got different goals than you, if the only individuals we can work well with are those who share the same past, but they want different goals, we will never be able to move that table. We will never be able to go from one place to the next place. You're going to stay where you are. We'll never be able to make our next move, our next step, or take our next adventure. So if we ever plan on moving the table, we must first realize that it might require working with others that are different than us. It might even require working with somebody that you don't even like. Everyone has spilled something before. And sometimes, even with our best efforts and a spill can happen. I told you at the beginning of this episode, this truck driver who had been trained to drive trucks, who had been trained to do what he does. And they asked him how long had he been driving. He said he'd been driving for 15 years. It doesn't matter. You can have all the training. You can have all the experience. And you can still spill something. Some of the best of us can spill something. Everyone has spilled something before. And sometimes, even with our best efforts, a spill can happen. The first reaction. And I noticed when the oil on the table that I was helping to move, I noticed the oil began to slide before it spilled. It began to slide before and I noticed that the first reaction, the tissue fell and it hit the floor. The hand sanitizer fell and it hit the floor and nobody reached for it. Nobody tried to stop the tissue from hitting the floor. No one tried to stop the hand sanitizer from hitting the floor. But when the oil was in jeopardy, everybody reached for it. Yeah, when the oil got in jeopardy, everybody dropped the table and we reached for the oil. The tissue fell and nobody reached for it. The hand sanitizer fell and nobody was reaching for it. But when the oil was in jeopardy, everybody began to reach for it. So I learned that the first reaction right before a spill is always a response to the spill. we have all spilled something. And whenever there is a spill, there's always a response to a spill. Nobody responded when the tissue failed. Nobody responded when the hand sanitizer failed. But when the oil was in jeopardy, there was a response. We all have spilled something. Some of us right now are responding to a spill we made 20 years ago. We're trying to make up for things that we did 20 years ago. We're trying to make up for things that we did wrong 20 years ago. We're trying to make up for the wrong financial decisions and relationships we made 30 years ago. We didn't make the right financial decisions, and now we're trying to make up for it. We didn't have a good relationship with our children, and now we're trying to make up for it. We didn't make the right financial decisions, and now we're dealing with that spill. Some of us didn't maintain healthy relationships with others, and now we're dealing with that spill. Some of us get angry quickly, and now we have to deal with that spill. We have spilled dreams, and we have spilled energy and our time on projects and ideas that didn't work out for us. Some of us have spilled years and moments and relationships that did not work out as expected. We have spilled our time in careers only to be tossed aside by the employer. We have spilled years trying to discover ourselves and find out who we are, only to find out that the person that we were trying to be, people will never appreciate your efforts for trying to be who you are. We have spilled something. But I noticed that the response to a spill is always involuntary. When the tissue fell, nobody reached. When the hand sanitizer fell, nobody reached. But when the oil was in jeopardy, when something important was in jeopardy, there was an involuntary reach. There was an involuntary reach, especially when it means something to you. When the oil that meant so much, when it got in jeopardy, everybody began to reach for it. When something is important to you, you will reach for it. When something that you really means matters to you, if it's about to be spilled, if it's about to be fall, you'll reach for it. I noticed when the oil began to fall, everybody had an involuntary and reach for it, especially when something means something to you. The response to a spill of something that means something to you is the urge to reach for it. If you have ever spilled anything that meant something to you, and if you ever spill anything that was worthwhile, if you were ever about to spill anything that had any value to you, there was this involuntary urge to reach for it, because nothing of any value ever gets spilled without the urge to save it. Nothing of any value ever gets spilled without the urge to save it, because nothing of any value ever gets spilled without the urge to keep it, because nothing of any value ever gets spilled without the urge to reach for it. It's involuntary reach. It was like, almost like the oil began to fall, and it was involuntary. It was almost like a reflex. It was spontaneous. You may not have even been trying to accomplish some of the things that you did. You were just trying to reach for it. Yeah, you've accomplished a lot of things, and people pat you on the back. Baby, I wasn't looking for your pat on the back. I was just trying to reach for it. I wasn't trying to make this good or be that good. I was just trying to reach for it. People will pat you on the back and congratulate you for turning your life around and for making something of yourself. They don't understand. You weren't looking for a pat on the back. I just did not want to be the person I used to be. I was just trying to reach for it. When people say, man, Travis, I know you said that you were a person that had low self-esteem and that you didn't really believe in yourself. How is it that now that you can encourage thousands of people around the world? I mean, I know you said you used to be a liar and a cheater. Man, what in the world? What? I wasn't looking for a pat on the back. I wasn't looking for accolades. I wasn't looking for a spotlight. I was just trying to reach for it. I thought my life would mean more. I began to see that there's more value in my life. And I decided I will just reach for it. There are a lot of the things that you accomplished. You didn't try it because you wanted the spotlight. You were doing it because you were just reaching for it. Yeah, it was involuntary. It was spontaneous. You may not have even been trying to do the things that people are even jealous of you about. They are jealous of you about things that you were even trying to do. They're jealous of you about things, and all you were trying to do is reach for it. Some people don't want the spotlight or even to be seen or need some validation from other people. All they know is I was just trying to reach for it. Maybe you spilled your time, but with the time you got left, reach for it. I need somebody to put that in chat. I'm reaching for it. I'm reaching for it. And if you're watching this later, make your mind up. I'm reaching for it. I believe that there are some people right now that are reaching for it. Maybe you spilled your time, but with the time you got left, reach for it. Maybe, I noticed when the oil began to slide, the oil began to fall. I began to grab it and I was juggling it, trying to make sure I didn't spill my oil. And the oil was falling, but I had to catch it and I was juggling it. But I had to make sure I wasn't going to spill my oil. I was juggling it, but I was making sure I wasn't going to spill my oil. The top fell off, but I made sure I wasn't going to spill my oil. You may have to juggle it to keep it from falling, which means you may have to juggle some things around, but reach for it. Whatever you have spilled, begin to reach for it. Get your mind off how it fell. Get your mind off how clumsy it might look while you're reaching for it. Get your mind off any previous conversation you may have been engaged in. Who knows? This might be your only shot. Who knows? This might be your only chance. A person will always, listen, the tissue fell and nobody reached for it. The hand sanitizer fell and nobody reached for it. A person will allow something to continue to fall when they have lost interest in it. The only reason a person allows anything to continue to fall is because it's lost its value. The tissue and the hand sanitizer was not as valued as the oil. I know you may like being around them, but every time you go around them, they drain your energy. Don't spill your oil. I know you think they're a good buddy, but every time you go around them, you get in trouble at work. don't spill your oil. You got to learn what's more valuable. You got to learn what's more valuable. You got to learn in relationships what's more valuable. With people, you got to learn what's more valuable. The only reason a person allows anything to continue to fall is because it's lost its value to them. What is it that you were once passionate about? And now you lost interest in that thing. You had a hobby about it. You told everybody, oh, man, on social media, and you lost your interest. And it's begin to fall. You didn't think about it as often. You didn't think about it as much. You begin to fall. It's lost its value. What is it that you used to get so excited about that you would stay up late for and miss a meal for and sacrifice time with others for, and now you hardly even talk about it? What is that thing that drove you and pushed you and that made you make a promise to yourself that you were going to be better? What is that thing that made you make a promise to yourself that you were going to be better than your parents and were better than who you grew up around and the places you grew up around, what and better than experiences that you had in your life? What is the decision that you made to help others who experience similar decisions like you? There could be people who had similar things going on in their life. And you said, I'm going to do better. And I'm going to make sure nobody else does like this. What is that thing? And at last, you said, I'm just going to do better. I'm going to be a better person. What is that thing that pushed you that you don't even think about anymore? And as it begins to fall, you begin to remember why you cared about it so much in the first place. And you may at first have to begin mumbling the words to yourself, but some way, somehow, you got to begin to say this about that very thing, that you begin to remember why you liked it so much. Begin to say, I'm still interested. Yeah, it's been a while, but I'm still interested. That hobby, that craft, that book you said you was going to write, I'm still interested. The song you said, the business you said you're going to, yeah, I'm still interested. You said you're going to be better in the community, I'm still interested. You said you're going to help over here, I'm still interested. Find a way somehow to begin to say, I'm still interested. It's like, when you begin to say things like, I'm still interested, yeah, go ahead and put that in chat. I'm still interested. Whatever it was, put that in your mind. I'm still interested. It's like fanning flames. Every time you say the words, I'm still interested, it's like fanning a dim fire. It's like fanning the flames of a spark. Once something has sparked inside of you, it doesn't really ever go out. It just needs a little fanning. Yeah, it just needs somebody to fan it a little bit. And it's sometimes you have to say the words, I'm still interested. You begin to fan that spark. There is a spark in each of us. There's a story. There's a spark in each of us. There's a spark to be a better person than we were yesterday. There's a spark to be better in our communities, in our societies, and in our families. There's a spark to do better than we have been. There's a spark to be a better parent. There's a spark to become more. Getting around the right influences and the right people and the right environment will continue to fan the spark that's in us. There's a spark in all of us, and to begin, and a spark in all of us to keep us glowing and keep our souls once more. It can take just three words. I'm still interested. And this time, I won't spill my oil. Guys, I got to get out of here. But as always, in party, listen, you can tune in right here each week, every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show or stream on your favorite platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Apple, guys, Pandora, and so many more. I got to get out of here, but it's always in parting. If you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good and don't spill the oil. I got to get out of here, guys. Peace.